I'm gonna do some exercises for my shoulder and upper back and arms and my core. Once again, I'm gonna use a tree. I have two other videos, one stretching the upper back, stretching the lower back, utilizing a tree and utilizing the environment of taking a hike and enjoying the great outdoors, showing you ways to get creative and enjoy your health, maybe in environments that you didn't know had all these opportunities available. So before we start with the rubber bands, let's just start warming up our shoulders. Probably take a hike first or take a walk first, or if you're a mountain biker, do some mountain biking. And then when you're ready to exercise other parts of your body, find a tree or find something that you can use to attach your rubber bands to and enjoy your workout. So let's start warming up the shoulders. You can do forward circles, as small as you like, or as big as you like. Really pull the wrist back, push the palms out. Really move your shoulders with your shoulders. Try moving your shoulders by circling your elbows. Try moving your shoulders by moving your hands. Sometimes it feels the same, sometimes it's a slight difference. It just allows you to focus differently on really working the muscles. It's about time under tension. Now you can put your hands down. Do small circles, do middle circles, do big circles. I'll switch it around this time. Focus by making circles with your hands. Focus by making circles with your elbows. Focus by making circles with your shoulders. Should get a little burn. Now in the reverse direction, palms up. This should heat them up pretty good. These little movements with the right intention and intensity can really get your body parts ready for work. And it's important that you do that first. You shouldn't just exercise cold muscles. You should really warm them up. All right, palms down. Small circles, medium circles, big circles. Good. Now you can mimic some shoulder presses. Now you could just do shoulders. You could be pulling your core in and doing abs and shoulders. You could be squatting and doing legs and shoulders. You can hamstring kick and be doing shoulders if you want to warm up the hamstrings. You can raise your knees if you want to do that. Or you can just stand still. The point is, you can add as much as you want to any activity if you want to involve other areas. But at least make sure you're given focus and intention and good form. And squeezing and contracting up and squeezing and contracting down to the full range of motion. So you make sure you're at least doing the body part you're trying to address the most. Make sure you're not just going through the motions and you're giving it a good workout. All right, big circles here, up and down. Increasing range of motion, turning on all the big and little muscles that are involved, stretching the lats, warming up the delts, the deltoids, the shoulder muscles. Okay, front to back. Just warming them up from all the different angles, making sure they're ready for work. I am in the middle of a bunch of trees and it is just awesome to look around and look up and be taking care of my body while enjoying nature. Seems like a good fit. Good. All right, now I sort of do a little S motion. So it's palm forward and up, turn them, palm back. Just this big swirling motion, like if you were in a pool treading water. All these little movements that you do each day, you can train and exercise to be better at them, to reduce injury and improve health. And then I do palm over now. I switch it so that the back of my hand is leading the way. So back of my hand forward. And then a little more dynamic type of, a little bit more of an explosive movement where I'm stretching back, stretch back, thumbs out, stretch back, thumbs in, right hand on top, and then left hand on top. Probably warmed up pretty good now. I do want to warm up my core because I'm going to be doing some strengthening work using rotation. So I want to make sure I work on range of motion, work on joint health, get my body ready for these movements before I put any strain on top of them, even the good strain of exercise. Good. Just going to do a couple reaches and then we're ready to go. All right. First one we're going to do is a pull for the back. Pick whatever height you like. You could do pull downs, you could do pull ups. I'm just going to go straight across. These are great for the back of the shoulders. These are great for the lats. These are great for pulling your shoulder blades back together, which is really good for posture. So get a nice distance. And once again, I want to work as many body parts as I can. So I'm going to have a nice bend in my knees. My thighs are going to be contracted. My belly and everything's going to be pulled in. My tail is going to be tucked under to protect my spine. My core is going to be engaged, so I'm doing abs. My shoulders are going to be back so that my shoulder blades are pulling back together for the whole exercise. For posture, my head's going to be up. So pull your elbows back against your sides. Pull your elbows back, let them come forward. And when I pull back, I'm pulling my elbows straight back. When I come forward, I'm letting them stretch and I'm letting them lengthen, but I'm not letting tension completely come off the muscle because exercise is about time under tension and I want my muscles to be strong and have endurance. So I never want them to relax. I want to make a muscle that I'm going to be able to use in my life. Pull them in, let them out, and always keep a little tension on them. We got a nice little sway in the tree too. Let me exercise in motion with it. Good. Great. Now I'm going to do posterior deltoids or behind the shoulders. This is another great posture exercise. So I get a little closer, I spread my arms out, and I pulse. I'm pulling them out, keeping the tension on, keeping my posture good from my feet all the way out the top of my head, and I'm just pulsing the rubber bands apart. I'll try to show you from a different angle from the back. So if you've ever done rear delts before where you sort of do the dumbbells like that, it's mimicking that, but this one's keeping constant tension on and pulsing so the muscle's constantly firing. All right, let's do a press now. I like to put pushes and pulls together, so that was a pull, and now this is a push. Once again, legs, hips, tail tucked under, core engaged, pushing forward. When I go forward, I'm going to push out to the front, but I'm not going to allow my elbows to lock. I want to keep the muscles under tension, and I want the muscles to work, but I want to protect the joints. And I do that by not locking the joints. So I bring them in. I want to keep tension on the muscle. I don't want to go so far back that the muscle's not working. I want to keep the tension on the muscle, and then I want to come forward and put the tension on the muscle. So the muscle's always being worked, because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to work the muscles. Elbows slightly bent. Head up. Breathe out when you exert. So breathe out and breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And you could do as many as you want of each of those. 5, 10, 15, 20. You could do sets. You could do whatever you like. Same thing I'm going to do that I did for the back, I'm going to do for the chest and these inner shoulder areas right here. I'm going to put some tension on and I'm going to pulse. This is going to make the muscles and the little connections in the shoulder, I'm going to put them under some constant stretch, stress and tension to get and keep them as healthy as possible and to make them a little more ready for anything. Even make them ready, if possible, for surprises. Good, 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 good. All right. I'll do arms. Then we'll finish with core. Now, I could put the rubber bands lower and do presses for shoulder or upper chest, or higher to do pushdowns for the lower part of the chest. You could change all the different angles for the presses and the pulls, the pushes and the pulls, and you could also change all the different angles for the extended impulses that I was doing for the shoulders. All right, biceps. Same thing. I'm going all the way up, but I'm keeping tension on the bicep. I'm holding posture from the ground all the way through the top of my head. I'm not letting my joints lock. I'm keeping them slightly bent so that the muscles are always working, because I'm here to work the muscles. And I'm also here, whenever I am working muscles, to also protect the joints. So protect joints, work muscles. Muscles like work, joints like to be protected. And I have that philosophy for every workout. Every workout I do is designed to protect the joints and work the muscles. Good, you could do as many of those as you like, as many sets as you like, as many rounds as you like. And we're gonna do a tricep one too. So get close, press the elbows by the side, head up, posture good. My leg's getting a little bit of work. Coming up, keeping tension on the tricep. Going down, keeping tension on the tricep, but not locking the joint. Does that sound familiar? Muscles love work. Joints like to be protected. Breathe out when you're exerting. Breathe out. Breathe in. And when you do these, you can do them and change the grip if you want to hit different aspects of the muscle. But I'm just basically showing you the basics of the workout. Now for the core. Right around hip height. You can do obviously different heights if you put it up. You can do your work your core that way. If it's here, you can work your core going upwards. But I'm just going to show you right about in between waist to chest high. I'm going to be pulling with this one and pushing with this one, but I'm not going to be moving my arms at all. All the motion is going to be coming from my center turning. It doesn't help me at all to do this if I'm trying to work this. You want to be moving the muscle that you want to be working. So, squeeze your core, turn your core. Stay completely engaged the whole time. Be engaged when you come back. Be engaged when you go away. The whole time engaged in every direction. Equally pulling and pushing in this direction. Equally under control in this direction. Working everything as one unit. I'll go to the other side, same thing. Both hands equally pulling through the motion of turning the core. Both sides completely engaged and bringing the rubber band back. Working from the toes to the top of the head. Everything working as a unit. And sometimes you may just need to slightly adjust the angles a little bit. So those are just a couple ways you can get a rubber band workout enjoying the great outdoors.